Yes, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to United Review. My name is Stephen Howson. Today I am delighted to be joined by my old man. I watched the game with him and I thought the first one for a new show would be my dad. I thought we would do that. So we've got three talking points that we're going to do for you guys today. Then we're going to give you a little bit about our thoughts. We'll come to you guys in the comments. We was going to take some videos, but so thank you to everybody that sent us a video, but it's been a bit of a struggle to get us out on time, obviously with Dave using the same facility to do his as well. So we will do those in the next one. We will take videos from you guys on social media. Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the game. We got 3 points.
We did. A good start. After all the doom and gloom of the transfer window, tonight's been a big, a pickup for the fans and not obviously for the team, the way they reacted at the end. So, yeah, good start. Cracking start.
So the first thing I want to talk about, to you guys as well as you, Luke Shaw. So he looked pretty defensively solid. Caused a bit of panic in the opposition half when he got himself forward. Definitely a bonus seeing him bag his first senior goal. Can he unsettle Ashley Young, please?
Yeah,
without a doubt. First choice.
He's a left back. He is a left back. He's not a converted right back or winger. He's a left back. He gave us more options in their half, and he did his defensive duties. Yeah, all right. He was out of position a couple of times, and they got a cross into the box. But we've not had a left-footed player, an out-and-out left-footed player, in the opposing half, since when? The early days of Daley Blind.
Yeah, arguably. I mean, he didn't really get in the opposition half that much either. If I play devil's advocate a little bit here now and say, what about Luke Shaw? He looks this good, but on the back of what he's just done in Dubai, or for everybody asking, no, I haven't left full-time devils in the comments. Stop panicking. Just been really busy. For everybody that's saying Luke Shaw looked fantastic, if I literally just play devil's advocate, it's not what I believe, but I'm just playing the other side of the fence here a minute. Is it because he didn't go to the World Cup and he's grafted in pre-season? Is he 10% sharper than everybody else on the pitch?
Yeah, but he needed to be, didn't he? He needed to prove himself to himself and to Mourinho. So, yeah, he took himself off to Dubai, got himself fit. Mourinho went with him, took him on the tour, played half decent on the tour, and continued his pre-season training. So, yeah, he will look sharp. Let's hope he can stay fit. That's the big thing with Luke Shaw.
If Luke Shaw can stay fit and he can replicate the kind of form that we saw under Louis van Gaal prior to the leg break, that was a hell of a footballer. I thought that guy had gone.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he's done this, and I'm very willing to give him a chance because I think he's infinitely better when fit than Ashley Young. But on the other side,
you don't like Ashley Young.
Really? I thought I'd hidden it from everybody.
No, you haven't.
Did everybody know? I thought I was subtle enough with it.
No, you haven't.
On the other side, we had Darmian, who he had a shot. I was there for that. I don't know if we start making T-shirts, but I was there when Darmian had a shot.
Yeah.
We've just sent Timothy Fosu-Mensah out on loan. He impressed early part of the season, and I think he lost his place a little bit at Palace because they was like, why are we wasting our time on that youngster? We've got our own youngster in Wan-Bissaka, who's a very good footballer. I think he lost his place because they wanted to put the faith in their own player rather than Fosu-Mensah. Would he have done a similar job to Luke Shaw on the opposite flank there at fullback? Because I think the right back has got a lot to be desired, and we'll come into that in a second, actually, when we start looking at the average positioning of some of our players, because it was evident watching the game. It's even more evident, obviously, when you check the stats. You think Fosu-Mensah could have been doing a job for us at fullback?
I think he could have done a better job than Darmian tonight. He was getting forward, but then he had the touch of the Valencias. The brakes come on, and it's a 2-yard pass to Mata, or a backward pass. He wasn't the one getting past. He wasn't offering himself further up the pitch. Halfway into the opposing half, into Leicester's half, he was there to take a ball, but he wasn't willing to go on with it. Find a byline, put a ball over. Mm.
That's what's lacking, and that's what I thought Luke Shaw did very well. The fact that he got a goal alone shows you how far and how often he was getting into the final third for the opposition.
Into their box.
Let's have a quick look at the the average touches of the players here. So as you can see there, they've got the back four. You've got Luke Shaw and Damian occupying very similar sort of spaces. You've got Bailey and Lindelof, who I thought was all right. I thought they was at times a little bit panicky, but that could be because it's a new partnership. The midfield three, quite compact, I quite like that. And that's like literally how I expected it to be. You've got a 6, an 8 and a 10 almost there in the shape that you've got there with Pereira. And we're going to talk about him in a second because he was definitely a plus for us. Fred, who I thought had an excellent debut.
And then
Paul Pogba, who you guys voted our man of the match on social media. Now, the problem looking at this is, I think it was evident during the game as well, Rashford was a little bit withdrawn.
Yeah, he's isolated, wasn't he?
And Wan-Mata was far too central. They're not stretching the defence there, and I think that is the problem. You can see Lukaku there, just shaded in green, ahead of Marcus Rashford. He obviously held the line that little bit higher. And I want to ask you, before we start talking about Andreas Pereira, can Pereira, because he can play in four or five different positions, can he do the job on the right-hand side? Because I guarantee you this, once Matic comes back into the team, he's back in the team.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Someone's going to lose out. And if I had to put money on it, it'd be Pereira that I think misses out.
It would be Pereira. You know, that's the way Mourinho works. You know, he's got faith in Matic for over the years, you know, at Chelsea and also at United. And it would be Andres. It would be Andreas that lost out. That's without a doubt. He's not going to lose. You know, he's not going to drop Fred. He just bought him.
Yep, absolutely not.
You know, like Sanchez. You know, he won't leave Sanchez out.
No, he's definitely got his favourites, hasn't he?
And well, it's my team. It's that Mourinho, my team, my players. And if he's bought you, you're playing.
Yeah, you're in good shape, aren't you?
You know, that's his mentality. So, yeah, I think it would be Pereira that have lost out. Now, if he can do a job on the right-hand side, because we are lacking a right-winger.
Big time. And you can see why he wanted a William or even a Bale.
Yeah, it's shown tonight. You know, like you said, Mata was coming too central, leaving a big, big space down that right-hand side. Now, I'm not saying Fosu-Mensah had to fill that space, but Damian didn't. Mm. He filled half of it, but he didn't have, whether it was the courage or whatever, to take that step. You know, take the full-back on, run past the full-back and get a ball, you know, slice the defence open. He didn't do it, and he didn't offer that option.
We've got 1,300 people watching. Can we get to 500 likes? I think you can do it. My dad don't believe you. I think you can do it. Get 500 likes on this video straight away. Right, let's have a look then at Andreas Pereira's involvement in today's game, because I thought Pereira was well worth a shout for man of the match. So finally managed to get his name on a team sheet in the Premier League, despite having been at the club since a teenager. He's impressed Mourinho by his willingness to play in deeper roles. He's not thrown his teddy out the pram and said, I play here or I play there. He's gone, this is what I like to see about players. Like, they take an unfamiliar position, because he's played literally, you know, left wing, right wing, number 10, especially when he was on loan. And he's took hold of this deeper role and he looks Carrick-like, doesn't he? He's got that real calmness
about
his play.
Didn't he play that position in Spain, though? He played that in Spain a few times.
A little, but he was mostly played as a winger. Granada mostly a winger, and Valencia was a little bit all over the place.
The games I've seen him play last season, he was like a defensive mid, bringing it out, doing what he did tonight.
Bang that back on screen again for us. So you can see here, his touches. He was collecting it from the defence. He was carrying it forward. And I think that was a good thing that we had all the three midfielders that we played at the start. It definitely changed later on. But at the start, all the three of the midfielders that we had were all forward-thinking, forward-playing midfielders.
Yeah. And it was the, you know, the little flicks from Pereira, from Fred, Pogba, that was opening space up, which is, you know, that little bit of flair we haven't seen. We haven't seen that for a couple of years. You know, now whether it's, you know, Fred's brought it to the table, so if he can do it, I can do it.
Was it Jose that said every team needs a Brazilian? Because he picked two tonight in midfield, and the difference at times was evident, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, them little flicks was putting two men out. He was taking two Leicester players out, putting people in space. You know, Fred's full of tricks. We've seen that tonight. Mm. But so's Pereira. And I think the more games he gets, I know, you know, Matic is going to be out for a while after the operation. So maybe he can cement that place over the next couple of months.
That's what you hope, don't you, that someone takes his chance. Marcus Rashford's in the team wearing the number 10, which I'm really happy about tonight, because he took his chance better than anyone I've ever seen take their chance. Andreas Pereira's got an opportunity here now, while Matic is out,
yeah,
at least for all of August, to go, I belong in this squad. Don't fuck me off on loan and don't let me...
I think he's probably looking at, you know, definitely up to the break, up to the international, but I don't think Matic will be fit. I think he's probably looking at a good...
Well, he needs end, a pre-season after this.
Exactly. So you're looking at end of September, early October, before Matic is anything like fully fit. It's up to Andreas. If he can grab this with both hands, you know, who's to say Matic is walking back in? You never know.
Well,
I think we do know. Yeah, I think we do know, but, you know, it's up to him. It's up to the lad. If he carries on like tonight's performance, you know, there's going to be harder games. You know, Spurs are coming up in a couple of games' time. You know, City, Liverpool are not far behind.
Yeah.
There's going to be harder games than tonight, you know, especially away from home. But if he can play and do the simple things, like you said, seen on the graphic before, you know, why not? You know, he's putting himself in a midfield three. You know, Fred was running off him, Pogba was running off him, and he was creating space and, you know, looking for outlet balls to Shaw.
So the midfield looked very good. I think everyone was in agreement with that one. But we only had eight shots with six being on target. So it was more accurate than we have been in a little while. But Leicester had, you know, significantly more than that with 13 shots. I haven't seen, if someone can slack it to me, the comments that Jose Mourinho's had after the match, because supposedly he was quite happy. So can someone send me those over and I'll have a quick check of the comments. Now, if we look at... So let's have a look quickly at Pogba's average touches tonight, or average involvement. So Pogba was obviously there on the left-hand side. We see the three there in the middle of the box, which is obviously the clearances, which Graham Souness is devastated about. But we can see most of Pogba's involvement there is at least in the opposition half, if not edging towards the final third, because United actually didn't get that forward. If we go back to the average touches of the entire team, you'll be able to see there that the whole side was basically withdrawn. Yeah. We wasn't quite in their box. We could be 5-10 yards further up, yeah, and putting a bit more pressure on. That was a little bit to do with Leicester's line and also a little bit to do with what we did ourselves. If we go back to... Let's have a look at Pogba then. So Pogba, very effective in the final third. Clearly, all on the left-hand side there. Let's have a quick look at Fred. Fred a little bit all over the place. Probably not really focusing any one side. Quite a bit on the left as well there. Maybe the involvement from Fred isn't so much on the right.
Isn't that... something we've not had.
Yeah.
A midfielder.
Well, he's box to box, isn't he? Yeah. Look at him. He's all the way down and
we,
in our
we have
box,
not had that
and all the way up
since Roy Keane. I'm not saying he's the same type of player, the snappy whatever as Roy Keane, but energy wise, that's as good as Kante.
Keane, he just said it, kinda.
You know, that's what Kante does.
Maybe. I think he's a little better on the ball than Kante.
Yeah.
Let's have a look
at the coverage, the coverage
Andres Pereira
in the ground
again.